Today is Wednesday. It's the 20th of January. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. Iowa Republican lawmakers are advancing a proposal for the third year in a row that would add language to the Iowa Constitution to say it doesn't protect abortion rights. Supporters say it's needed to reverse a 2018 Iowa Supreme Court ruling that gives abortion rights in Iowa stronger legal protections than those provided at the national level. That's made it harder for the Republican-led legislature to restrict abortion. Jamie Birch Elliott is a lobbyist for Planned Parenthood.
The strongest protection for access to safe legal abortion at the state level is when it is safeguarded by the Iowa Constitution. This legislation would pave the way for further restrictions on abortion care in Iowa for decades to come.
If the House and Senate pass it this year or next year, it'll have to go through a second round of approval in the next General Assembly before going to a vote of the people in 2024. Republican lawmakers on a three-member House panel have advanced a proposal that would add gun rights language to the Iowa Constitution. We hear about it from IPR's Katerina Sestarek.
The proposed constitutional amendment says the right of Iowans to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and any gun restrictions will be subject to the highest standard of review by the courts, just like free speech rights. Republican lawmakers and the Iowa Firearms Coalition say it's needed to protect against any future attempts to restrict gun ownership. But this proposal goes further than the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That's why opponents, like groups aiming to reduce gun violence, religious organizations, and Democrats, fear it could be used as a basis to strike down Iowa's existing gun laws. The Republican-led House and Senate passed the measure in 2019. They're both expected to pass it again this year. Then it'll go on the ballot in 2022 for all voters to weigh in.
A Cedar Rapids businessman facing federal charges for his alleged role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol has been granted pretrial release. IPR's Kate Payne tells us Leo Kelly made his first appearance in court.
At a hearing Tuesday, a judge granted Leo Kelly pretrial release under conditions that he wear a GPS monitor and stick to certain travel restrictions. Kelly faces charges of entering a restricted area without legal authority and violent entry with intent to disrupt official business. According to court filings, federal investigators were able to identify Kelly based on media interviews he gave, during which he admitted to being inside the Capitol. An FBI official also said that Kelly contacted a deputy U.S. Marshal on his way back from D.C., saying he would turn himself in if an arrest warrant was issued. Kelly is the second Iowan to be charged in connection with the siege on the U.S. Capitol. Doug Jensen of Des Moines faces six federal charges.
Jensen appeared in court for a detention hearing via video from jail in Des Moines yesterday. A judge says she will issue a ruling today. And final plans for a 4,000-seat football and soccer stadium were approved last night by the Des Moines School Board. IPR's Grant Gerlach says the stadium will be shared with Drake University, where it's being built on campus.
Drake University will hold men's and women's soccer games at the stadium, which will seat 4,000 people. Des Moines High School soccer teams will play there, too, and so will football teams from four of the city's five high schools. Critics wanted the district to renovate local stadiums instead of building one for multiple high schools to share. A group that tried to force a vote on the project still has an outstanding lawsuit against the district. Drake will spend $4.5 million to build the facility. The rest will come from a Des Moines school sales tax fund, which can only be spent on infrastructure. Construction starts this spring and is expected to be mostly finished by the summer of 2022.
Sunny and breezy across the state of Iowa for this Wednesday. This is IPR's Here First. I'm Clay Masters.